And lady washes clothes, hangs them up, and then she goes out and takes them down, carries them inside in a what?
Well, a clothes basket. Most of them do.
If you buy a lot of nails, you might buy a whole
keg.
A whole what? I'm sorry.
Keg. That's what they call them, nail kegs. They're just a small barrel.
Yeah. The musical instrument you might play like this, I can't do it real
well. Well, a harp would be sufficient, but then they call them a mouth harp, and I don't know. They
harmonica.
Just
Harmonica.
Yes, harmonica and those.
And the kind that you'd put up to your teeth and
now man. Jew's harp. I used to play one of them.
I had one once too. Couldn't make it do anything but play the same thing over and over again.
I could play a tune. You got to pitch that with your breath though. That's the keys, the different tones.
The metal things that go around the barrel are called the
staves.
No, not the metal things.
Yes, hooks. Well, they call them staves too.
The staves are the ones that go.
I know, but hooks is proper, I guess.
The ones if you had a bottle and had liquid in it, and you didn't want the liquid to come out, you might put a
cork.
And if that's made out of glass, what would
nowadays they've got away with corks and they use screw-on caps.
Yeah. I know for our ketchup bottle, my wife has a glass one thing she puts in the top that plugs it up. We'll call it a cork, I guess.
It's a glass cork.
Glass cork.
Yeah. There's quite a few bottles have those. If there's something that wouldn't be just liquid, you know, that it happened to upset.
What's she calling it?
Stopper.
Stopper.
She gets around it all together. If you have a nail and you want to get the nail in the board, you better hit it with a
hammer. Proper thing to hit it with. You can drive them a lot of
room, maybe. Well,
sometimes it comes handy if you don't have the hammer.
Take one of my wrenches and do it.
Oh, yeah. But that's what the hammer's for, is drive nails.
I don't get there in time, you get it, will you? You better get it anyway first. Hello? Yeah, just a minute, Gary, so I go to the bedroom.
Wagons. Let's talk about wagons a little bit. I don't know anything about this. I'm a city boy, but the place they hook the horse onto the front of the wagon, they call a
tongue.
And now,
on that tongue, yeah. There's a double tree.
If that's for two horses?
Yes, for two horses, double, see? Mm-hmm. And the other one, for a buggy, it was a single tree, see?
And you never would have called that a whiffle tree?
Well, some people do, but I don't know whether we can find that in dictionary or not. I never searched for it.
How about on a buggy, they have, what you call, shavs?
Or? Yes, shavs. Some call them, it's proper too. Thill, I believe it is. Thill for a shaft.
You probably wouldn't use that, though.
No, I never used it. I've known fellas that did. A fellow from Iowa, a cousin of mine, he's back here, he always called it still, but around here, it's always called it shaft.
Uh-huh. Okay, if a man had some wood in a wagon, was going from there to there, you might say he's doing what to the wood?
He's hauling
wood. And after you go, if you plow the ground, you go over it with a
harrow. Well, mostly discs nowadays first. They disc all ground now with those rolling discs, you know, and then harrow it. And if it's dry, they usually roll it.
Did you ever have a thing that you'd haul stones out of the field with?
Well,
around here, that is.
I never did, but they call them a stone boat.
Uh-huh. Not much need for them around here.
No. You take it up in Minnesota. There's parts of Minnesota that's just awful stony. And they use them there.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me something about the kinds of sleds the boys used to use? Different types of sleds?
Well, just a common single sled or a bob sled. Two tied together, you know, with a pin in the front one so you can swing it around. I've had all those things when I was a kid. I made them myself, though. We never had any buttons.